Well, I think if her car kind of drives itself, she's got a Subaru that literally you can just put it in cruise control and tell it to stay in the lane, and it kind of does it, and it stops for you, and it does all sorts of other magical things. And like if you've had a few adult cocktails, you just turn it on, and it keeps you in the center of the road and keeps you at the same speed and slows down. It does a lot of fantastic things. But, you know, I think, you know, this autonomous thing, but, you know, my idea of it is that you think about it. So we're building roads, and then you put some sort of wire in the center of each lane, you follow me, and it just transmits a signal, and that will help keep the cars, like, in the center of the lanes. And, you know, because you can do the Garfield, yeah, you can do the braking and the stuff, you know, with proximity sensors. But I think if they did something like that, it really wouldn't be that much infrastructure to, let's say, line the road center with some sort of wire, some sort of signal, some sort of RF, something to keep the car in the center of the lane. Because once in a while, if this thing loses the right lane, the right line, you better have your hand on the wheel, because it's going to take you to the right. I mean, like, wow. Yeah, it throws you fast, so you have to be kind of cognitive of that. And I'm really surprised that, you know, that feature isn't been perfected yet, because one of these days, I imagine it's probably already happened, it's going to throw you in the right lane and you hit somebody.